10th Shirin Gittin, Zion Tishrei Hetov Shin Lamed Tes, October 8th, 1978, on Sunday.
Kasho, Varinemon al Khaled, the G, ביניקו הפוסם מחלובו ונגידו, וקירצו, שבאים ואין זה מטרס אמור זה גיניסיה, אלא שבילרס ההדה מתיכוניסיה, ובאבא שהייתי, הוא הדובר של יונה גיניסיה, היא תספייתה לתמוסו, אם תמוסו ניסה את זכי לתמוסו, זאת אומרת, את כל תמוסו ניסה את, this particular portion, this particular chiche, they always be with it. So the main way, but the behavior in its entirety was the cheskas even in the cat. All right? But it's, so we do not say, because the behavior in its entirety will have a shim in the keres, that it should consider this halik isurei. Because the enum in keres was the count of another chatiche that was a dead slave. But the chatiche had there, which it has been found, has always been there. And it's very mistaken, like faceless in the middle. What you see is that there is one Israel. Now, the same thing is discussed, the Amor, the Shah, the Shah, in Kuf from Zadar. The Amor of Simen, in Yerzei, is Simen Kuf from Zadar, the second Chelik Yerzei. The second Chelik Yerzei. So he says, "Siv himu nagoy." I'm seeing a group of Zion. Siv himu. He says as follows: "Bichovei chet mischazi dovo b'nisa. Ki inter oichtichas boso sheino menukeres. Ei chovei nemen olov laatirei elohim kein biyode lisach." So he says, "As an example of mischazi dovo b'nisa interu oichtichas boso sheino menukeres." Eino eid nemo no v'atirei Elohim kei yod elisach because it is chadik Yisrael v'mhoye v'kam v'ezich tiches acha shal Yisrael v'acha shal Hester nemo no eid leima zeet am v'ezich. So then you could argue one of Shach if you say that Nikolak Yidva Achille is considered as chadik Yisrael. Why? Because the behim in its entirety was the cheskasim in Mikeres. So memele it was also so then you should say that even when Nidach testifies, let's say we have two chiches on the table, and then one Nidach comes and says, this is chayvah, this is human. Now, we know that one is chayvah and one is human. So, you also have the two chiches together. So, there is a chich of these two, and then Nidach comes and says, this is chayvah, this is human, he's never. Why? Because they are not fixed together, they are not attached to each other. So it's two separate chiches. Masha'ike, here, and which originally it was one big chatiche, the chile was attached to the rest of the behemo, the gidanoshe was attached to the rest of the behemo, so maybe it's considered a story. This one is. V'moye v'cham v'ishtich et ha'cha sholitza v'cha sholetea, nemen o'ei lo'ei ma'al zehet ha'vizim. In other words, the Ramo, he says, for Ramsha, and that's this issue, and that's the real issue, and it's the Ramsha that too. I mean, that is not a Yishite, I'm sorry. That is not a Yishite. This is the Amshite, this is the Ritva Shite. But Teitz Yishite is like the Mir. So the Ramon doesn't pass for like Teitz. Doesn't pass for like Teitz. Now the Taz says, you see, go here, with Mo'ati Al-Pei Kodesh, means Ramon. Shom Ati, Vidavte Vitevel, Vichayei Tzedei, Shom Oseh Abivad Al-Kuli Leach Otele Ma'atikun, ורואו שום התר עתיקות בכל הקריא. וזה אמינותי בישראל שקיצורת, ובאל לידך את נמורים חסות ולתאר, מינים ודל ביורי. אבל בוסו שנינו כך, הולו נשחד את הבוסו ויצאת וואו, אלו משנגידים מחיר שיש בין. לא בזה, ויוסו מחמסופי, בד הדינו למה שקוסו, מה שקוסו מחכה עם מוים כאן שתי חתיכס, אך שלא הייתה ואך שלא יישא, איזה אחת נמור נשאולים סמאציקה לרמור. And he says, we don't have to resort to the other year. In other words, the Taz agrees with the Shita Pesach. And the Mir. But I mean, the Pesach is, all right, the Mir is the Taz in Pesach. The Mir is the Pesach. And, but why doesn't he mention, and the Taz mentions the Raya from Pesach in Bush. All right, it's a good Raya. But the Pesach in Bishin doesn't mention, all right, so it's no Kasha. Why is the Pesach in Bishin inferior to the Pesach in Bishin? It doesn't have to mention all the Pesach. But anyway, he made, so the Tashite is like Tetzves and the Miri, and the Ramon is like the Ram, and the Nikudis HaKesed. So he answered the Asogi of the Taz, against Ramo, and the Kantor, he says that the Tamiya of the Taz is no Tamiya, with Tashi Mute. The Chichas Bosa Shemel in the Teres, Domel Teva, the Reich has eternal came to pull it full of Osa, the Hakim Shemat Shemel, Hamasa Mutea, how Hoazi, the Chichas Shemel in the Teres, Shemel of Amiko, Kuli Osa, the Ishazi Kisoy, what do I say? So it's a Schweiz explained. What do you mean Kuli Osa? It's not so. And even while it's attached, even while the Chilab is attached to the Behemo, So the whole thing was not Osea. As a matter of fact, if the person wants to eat raw meat, he can just cut out a piece of meat, not from the Chilab area, not from the Yanoshe area, and eat it. But what it, so the Shishmaiti says, because since originally it was what in an attached state, So maybe we can apply the chazot of the mikore of cheska shemim nikas. When you have two chatiches, so it's not that mitzchilas v'yoso, they were both, let's say, attached. We just have two chatiches to separate chatiches. So they lie on the same table. So maybe they do not have a cheska sisea of any mikya. Masha'ikin here, since originally it was part and parcel, it was attached, the chilek was attached to the other boso, so the whole boso acquired the status quo of Eidom Nikaris. Of Eidom Nikaris. So mainly it's considered Ischadidisus. So mainly it's considered Ischadidisus. Alright, that's the machlekes. The machlekes between the Ramo and the Taz is the machlekes between the Tetzis and the Tetzis. Between this lesson, now, the next stage. How did Dovah Shebe'ah? How do you know Dovah Shebe'ah bo, in Avi, Bishin Bishon Abo, Bishon Yisurei, Bishon Tevon, Behekesh, Bishon Nomeis, Bishon Saptolon, Bishon Nehemon, Abdu Yishadik Yisurei, Bishon Abdu Yod, Bishon Noi. We go. So from this is it's much more mentioned that they are Bishon Yisurei. How do we pass? The Gemara has not value in the Nomeis. Whether Idechot is Nemo by Ischadik Yisurei and Abdi Yodis. So what two things are clear. And Idechot is certainly Nemo by Yisurim where it's not Ischadik Yisurei. And Idechot is certainly Nemo by Yisurim where it's Ischadik Yisurei and Yodis. But the Shaila that the Gemara hates is whether Idechot is Nemo by Yisurim that is Ischadik Yisurei and Abdi Yodis. And the Gemara is not patient. How do we ask him? So the Asambu Shemim will say that even though the Gemara doesn't is impatient over there, but it was Nifshat that the Nidachot is them. And the Asam Rishani would say that it was Nifshat that the Nidachot is not them. And the Asam Rishani would say that it remained the Bible Nifshat. From the washing of faces, it's Mashma, that it remained the Bible Nifshat. It's a subject. He says, How do you know Katarosh Be'al Vomnali, which is the Isha Rabo, Isha Nisue, the Intevon, the Hebdesh, the Nomish, Nisakkelon, in the Hemonach, the Nishadik, the Sue, the Rab, the Yodhi Roy. So in other words, so since it's a Bible, if she takes a topic, so first the Gemara says, according to that alternative, that is not the moon, so how could we get up the lemon here? In as much as it's Chadik Zoe. And even if it's a lemon, like the alternative, that the Yidachot is known by Chadik Zoe, the Shoei Zoe. Even if it's not the Yodei, but here it's the Lord Shabbat. So from this question, it's Mashma, that in the Bashome, it remains this topic. Alright. Read the Ili dechot nemam bisho misurin, ati nishad misurin lo abu yodei, amai itzir risof kolo lab. Now, this thesis has to be analyzed in conjunction with other thesis. Now, the other thesis, thesis to our master dechot misurin. So thesis said that the demokia for the halokha dechot misurin risof kolo lab. It is of a lab. Now, if the demokia is risof kolo lehatsmo, in risof kolo lehatsmo, So the melee, this is said, Asher, Ili Yahot Nemun Bishon Yisrael, Hapi Mishazik Yisrael, Ili Abi Yodeh, Hama Yitzri Yisof Ol Atzmo, now there is a long discussion of this thesis in the Marit Shirash Ayin Beis, that the Rav Gredia points out. Now, so there, the Marit says, the thesis means as follows. So this is not a stage which it does. I just pointed out this means. As I pointed out in the previous stage, So the Bishop of Lachman is needed to tell us the whole halacha of Yidachon and Bishop. Of Yidachon and Bishop. So if we say like the author that Yidachon is not Nemo, the Mokishi is Hadith Yisurei, we would be loved the world. And Yidachon is only Nemo. Where it's not is Hadith Yisurei, we need the posik of the Bishop of Lachman to advise us that when it's not is Hadith Yisurei, so an Yidachon is Nemo. Even without it. But if we are going to say like the author, like the Tzadu Rabbah, that the Yidachon is Nemo, even though it is Hadith Yisurei, and even though it's not the other, so the Meile the Mashi is another Mokeh for it. Because the Bishop of Lachman could not be Mokeh for it. So there must be another Mokeh for it. Because the Bishop of Lachman is only a Mokeh that the Yidachon is Nemo in a place where it's not his Hadith Yisurei, because neither a stasis pointed out in the previous stasis is Eino Bechez Kashet Eirei Kosho. So neither is not considered as his Hadith Yisurei. So how can the Yidachon be Nemo? Even if his Hadith Yisurei is not in the way, so obviously there must be another basis, another Mokeh. So what we need, the Mokeh of the Bishop of Lachman. That's it. So in other words, the Mavi explains, states this, that the Teisves is in line with what it said before. Teisves said before that Nide is not considered this Hadith Yisurei. Why? Because it's a Yodhechaz Kashitei Yisurei Kokshok. So Nide means not this Hadith Yisurei. Now if Nide means not this Hadith Yisurei, so the Melee, we can understand as to why the Torah had to mention the so-called Lachman, that the Nide is never as revival. Why? Because it's not his Hadith Yisurei. So the Meile, the Nide is the Menes, even though it's not the Yod. And as we said, in regard to one testimony, it's not the Yod. It's not the Yod. In regard to the testimony that she did not have a Rias Yisrael, then it's not the Yod. Because if it's not too much Yisrael, if she did have a Rias Yisrael, it's not the Yod to make herself free by being Tevel. Because a woman cannot become Tevel by being Tevel before the time is up. So the Mele, Teisa says, be Shleimei if we say that any Yidachon is only Nemo. In the case where it's at his Hadith Yisurei, so then it is Nemo without the Yod. So you understand the reason as to why it's all right to tell us this of Olorazmo, to tell us this day. But if we are going to assume, like the alternative, that any Yidachon is Nemo, even in the case of his Hadith Yisurei, and not the Yod. Now that couldn't be based upon the posik of the Bishop of Lachman. So there must be another Derzakot. We don't know what it is. But there must be another Mokeh that the Yidachon is Nemon, even in the case of his Hadith Yisurei. So the Meile is the Kawahemia that the Yidachon is Nemonis. So why did the Torah have to tell us the Bishop of Lachman? That's the Yidachon. Yishlema, Yisal Kedaito, Yichoshi, Mundobo Shebeel. Yisal Kedaito, Yichoshi, Mundobo Shebeel. Says there is a need, even if we say that an Yidachon is Nemonis, even in the case of his Hadith Yisurei not the Yodei, so then there must be some other Mokeh, other than the Bishop of Lachman. And then the question arises, so why does the Torah have to tell us that by meeting the world, it's not his Hadith Yisurei is Nemonis. We have it there as a Kosovo, we don't know what is a Kosovo, but we have it there as a Kosovo. That the Yidachon is Nemo even by his Hadith Yisurei, or has come with Hamo, by either way, it's not his Hadith Yisurei. So, no, because even though we have it as a Kosovo, that the Yidachon is Nemo even by his Hadith Yisurei. And the end of your day, what I would say, I could say, neither had it in the Torah Shabbat. So, the Meile, Torah Shabbat requires the aim. So, that is as a Kosovo, so all that's more, that neither is not considered the Torah Shabbat. Why? Now, first of all, you have to understand this. What is the pro and what is the con that Nido should be dodged out? Teisa says, we didn't go over that Teisa says yet. So we postponed that. What Teisa says, in the Ramas, for Nido to have a Korea, she says, we might for Nido to have a Korea, we want to Shnai, there will be Shish, we didn't know the Kishin, if you need to be Shish, there is Hawaii. So that means, Dover Shabeavo has a limited scope. What's the scope of Dover Shabeavo? Any matter any matter, any subject matter that relates to the marital relationship between a husband and wife. So, is tacho relates to the marital relationship between the husband and wife. Is gaucho relates to the marital relationship between husband and wife. Zinzo relates to the marital relationship between a husband and wife. But Mide, now, how about Mide? So you could say, so the Torah didn't say, the Torah didn't say, so for us, more than I would say, true, that the Mide could be a heavy worker, we have the Zakos, that the Mide could be a memory in the case of his having so in Abiyote, but maybe we don't have, because maybe we don't know the Dovah Shabbat. Why? But Dovah Shabbat, by definition, is a subject matter that relates to the marital relationship between the husband and wife, or that also relates to the marital relationship between husband and wife, because if she's a widow, so the husband is not allowed to live with her. If she's not a widow, the husband is allowed to live with her. So it relates to the marital relationship between husband and wife. Yes? So this is the reason as to why, if the Torah didn't tell us this of Olatzmo, then I would say that we would know it out. But now that the Torah tells us this of Olatzmo, so the Pshat is not, as the Magid points out, that true, indeed, neither is a Dovah Shabbat, but even though it's a Dovah Shabbat, it's an exception to the general principle. No, the Magid doesn't explain the reason that way. The Magid explains, and it's mashma, from the Roshadi, he's Saltedaino the Roshadi to the Dovah. If the Pshat and the Kabbalah of Thesis have been that Alim the Emes, neither is Dovah Shabbat. And we have a special Zazakosu, that even though it's a Dovah Shabbat, so still she's the menace, the Tesef should say, because Shlema, we should need to have a Dovah Shabbat, why do they say this out there? I talk about Dovah Shabbat, so it's mashma, so the Mahdi is mitayim from Dovah Shabbat, that the Pshat and Tesef is, that Alim the Emes, it was not Dovah Shabbat, but if the Torah didn't say it's a Dovah Shabbat, then I could make a mistake and say that Nido is a Dovah Shabbat. Now, why is it Nido Rosh Hashanah? It seems very logical that it is a Rosh Hashanah. By definition, Rosh Hashanah means anything that relates to the marital relationship between the husband and wife. Now Nido, whether she is a Nido or not a Nido, so this relates to the marital relationship between the husband and wife. The answer is, practically speaking, it relates to the marital relationship between husband and wife. Practically speaking. But theoretically speaking, abstractly, it does not relate. On a theoretical level, it's not a question that it pertains to the marital relationship between a husband and wife. It is a nido applies to every man equally, whether a nido is asura to the Baal, and she's asura to every other person. But every other person, so even if she's not a nido, she's asura. So it is Zeus, so it's an issue of Zeus. But if she's not a nido, so it will only involve an issue of Zeus. It will not involve in Samido. If she is in Samido, so it will involve in Samido. So, practically speaking, it is only relevant to the husband and the wife. It's not relevant to anybody else. Because of the Shiaskinen, we are dealing with Abayoni. That's practically speaking. But on a theoretical level, the same question that is relevant to the husband is relevant to every other person. Because if she's in Samido, so she's asura to any other man. True, to any other man, she's anyway asura. But if she's a nido, so in addition to the other isra of Zeus, there is an isra of nido. So the main on the theoretical level, it relates to the marital. It does not relate to the marital relationship. On the practical level, it only has relevance to the husband. It does not have any relevance to any other man, because of the Baba Yone Atzkino, or to the Shiatzkino. So this is, if the Torah did not say this of Allah Atzmo, then I would say that seems, on a practical level, it has relevance, whether she is in it or she is not in it. So vis-à-vis whom does it have relevance? It doesn't have any relevance vis-à-vis any other person, except vis-à-vis the husband. So in many ways, since on a practical level, it has relevance only to the husband, and has no relevance to any other person, so the main thing can be considered as a Dovah Shabbat. So the Torah tells us in some follow Atzmo that we are not considering it from the point of view of the practical level, but we consider it from the point of view of the theoretical level. And from the point of view of the theoretical level, there is nothing there is nothing special relevant to the, there is nothing especially relevant to the husband. It's relevant to the husband in the same way on a theoretical level. So it is relevant to the husband in the same way as it is relevant to any other man. So in many ways, it does not pertain to the marital relationship between husband and wife. So in many ways, it does not come within the category of the Mishnah. That's the chapter. All right. Now, the question that is raised by the Marid is, now, the Marid says, first of all, the Marid takes it for granted that Tesvez agrees with the Ramban. And the Ramban says that if we are there as we have the Mishnah Elbow, then the Gemara is raising two questions. But if we are there as have the Mishnah Elbow, then the Gemara is raising only one question. So that means that the Kasha of the Gemara is that he now will require to anything because it's both. It has two components here. In other words, first of all, it's his Chazik Yisurei, and then it's Domesh Be'al. So the Mele, that means, and Tesefer says the girls, how did Domesh Be'al? So that means that Tesefer is that his Chazik Yisurei by itself, is not so does not require to him. And Domesh Be'al by itself, not his Chazik Yisurei, does not require to aid him either. So when does it, do you require to aid him? When it's both. When it's his Chazik Yisurei and Domesh Be'al. So in many ways, so the Marid tests against the Israelis. So what is this to say? Do you show him of himself the Daniel? Now Tesvez, the whole cash of Tesvez is based upon the premise, like the alternative, that the Rebekah is Nemon by his Chazik Yisurei without the oil. So in many ways that means that when is he not to be required, it's not Moshe Be'alvo, if it's not Moshe Be'alvo, and it's Chazik Yisurei. But, so, if it's not Moshe Be'alvo, and it's Chazik Yisurei. So Tesvez says we should be sometimes Moshe Be'alvo, that's why. The Torah had to tell us in Sofa Lulat, even though the death of his name by his Chazik Yisurei as well, by his Chazik Yisurei as well. So, but the question is, so even if it is a Domesh Be'alvo, but this is Shita Yis, this is Yis, it's a Domesh Be'alvo. So Domesh Be'alvo by itself and not his Chazik Yisurei. Domesh Be'alvo by itself and not his Chazik Yisurei. So, and the death of his still there. So, and Tesvez before said that Nide is not considered this Chazik Yisurei because it's Eino Becheskas Sheteheireye Kosho. It's Eino Becheskas Sheteheireye Kosho. So, the Mele, so why does Tesvez say Nide Shleima, Misao Kedaito, Tichoshi, Mido Shebeo? But even if it is not Shebeo, let's assume, let's take it for granted, that Nidin is a Domesh Be'al marriage, like Gereshin and Dushin. But even in Gereshin and Dushin, if it's not his Chazik Yisurei, so the Dechot is Nemon. So why did the Torah have to tell us this of Kola Atzmo? Why did the Torah have to tell us this of Kola Atzmo? After all, Jesus itself said that Nidin is not his Chazik Yisurei, because it's not the Cheskas Sheteirei Kosho. So anyway, why was it important for the Torah to advise us the Nidin is Nemes, even the Torah didn't tell us. Yeah, and even if we assume that Nidin is a Domesh Be'alvo, but the point of Tesvez is a Domesh Be'alvo itself, and therefore is Nemon, unless it is Chazik Yisurei, and Tesvez said, Eino Becheskas Sheteirei Kosho. That's the Kasha the Marid brings to the Tesvez. So the Marid says, he's pshat in the because Tesvez, in the previous Tesvez, Tesvez said, the word is Chazik Yisurei, and we don't believe. So, why does he say both? The answer is, it's not two separate issues. It's both are needed because when the Torah says we suffer a lot more, the Torah really says two things. The Zobe says two things to her husband. First of all, let's say, now she had a Riyah, she became a Zobe Riyah. So she had a Riyah on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday. And then she says to her husband, let's say the following Tuesday night, so she says, I didn't have any other Riyahs after Tuesday. and I didn't have any other index, I moved on with the test, and then the power of tonight, I went to you. She says to her husband, so she's the nurse. She's the nurse. Now, so she's testifying as to two items. First of all, she's testifying that she went to you and took the power of tonight. And then she's also testifying that she did not have any idea on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, any of this is all. Suppose she's lying in her testimony as to the item of not having seen down anymore after Tuesday. So then, even though she did go to at the following Tuesday night, so it would be ineffective, that theory, because she has to count Zion King as of the VRCCs. So, but she says she did not have the VRCCs. So the melee, in regard to her testimony, that she did not have an additional year over and above the initial years of Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So there, you cannot apply the principle of biyodin. Biyodin means that even if it's untrue what the Edachat says, but it could make it good there. But here, if it's not true, what she said that she did not have a VRCCs. In other words, if it's right, she did have a VRCCs, then she could not make herself good there by going to feel it just denying. Then you have to count Zion Kim as of the additional. So here we couldn't apply the principle of the other. So as far as her testimony in regard to the fact that she did not have a real success is concerned, so we have to say, true, it's not the other in regard to that testimony, but she's still the menace because it's not this Hasidic story. Because just because she had 3 years on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, it does not mean that it's Hasidic story that you'll have an additional day on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. So the reason is why she's in the merits and her testimony in regard to no Rias' errors is because in the Matasca Shvedeli for sure. But then the question, then she says something else, that she went through at the following Tuesday night. Now, if it's not true, so even though she did not have a Rias' she will still be a survivor. So as far, so the melee in regard to remaining a sumo until she is developed, that certainly is not the sumo. Because the moment a woman sits down, she becomes a sumo or more to the husband until she is developed. So in regard to the testimony, in connection with the item that she did go to it, so there it's not your day. So, and there it certainly is not the sumo. But if your day, there it certainly is not the sumo. But it is your day. So, this is that's the only right shot in this. So the Mabit says that shot. So Mary says, the Quintessa says here, the Yishlema, he saw the Daito, the Hoshi Midova Shebeel, or the Hoshi Midova Shebeel, or so the question arises. But this is still says, have a Dova Shebeel. So Mary means that even Dova Shebeel, or if it's not his Hadith is Suey, and he doesn't have them on, so granted that he means Dova Shebeel, why did the Torah have to tell us? We saw for Rahatzmo, she's still a malice. Because in the Becheskesh Terei for sure, the answer is when Teisha says that Bida is not this Hadim Suhei, that's regarding her testimony. That's regarding her testimony that she did not live in the Bida Sisaris. But in regard to the testimony, that she did go through it, so it certainly is Hadim Suhei, because she certainly had that initially, and that gave her a Cheskas Hissa with Bible or even more until she goes through it. So she is the Cheskas Asur with Bible on account of the scope of the initial. So why is she an MS? She is an MS because of the Yoto. So that is all right. The Yoto is never, if it's not the Dova Shebeel. But if it's a Dova Shebeel, so the Yoto is not there. So briefly, what the Mabit is saying, that even according to the Gilsi of Abba Dova Shebeel, so therefore it is never in Dova Shebeel, if it's not his Hadith Yisrael, but if it's in Dova Shebeel, and it is his Hadith Yisrael, then the therefore is not never in Dova Shebeel. When do we say that the therefore is never by his Hadith Yisrael, if it's your day, only if it's in non-Dova Shebeel, but if it is in Dova Shebeel, so then, and the therefore is not never. If it is his chazik is so, even though it's real, so the main way, as long as we could assume that Nida is considered Dorosh HaMe'avo, then Nida wouldn't be Nemeres. She wouldn't be Nemeres on what testimony? On the testimony that she had no Nida Sisares, she would be Nemeres. Anyway, under Nemeres. And the testimony that she did not have a religious service. Because on that testimony, it's not his having soul. But on the testimony that she went through and took and power to deny, so she wouldn't be nevertheless if we had been done to the alcohol. Why? Because in regard to the question as to whether she did go through or she did not go through it, so that is having soul. And even though we are going to pray, but the Dorosh HaMe'avo is having soul, even though it's beyond it. Is a definite. So that's why the Torah has to tell us that Nida is not Dorosh HaMe'avo. That's why. So the Bishalim raises the question, this is not so. This is not so. I mean, this premise by the Mahdi that Dorosh HaMe'avo and the Tzitzchak of Yisrael, so that it definitely is not Nemo, even if it is beyond it, is not so. It is not so. Why? Because it's the morning before Ashes. It's the morning before Ashes in the Lord Basra. Baal Shalomad, Ashes is Nemo. Now, so there it is Hazak Israel, it's the Dorosh HaMe'avo. And so there is Nemo. Why is Nemo? Because the other Yadish. The other Yadish. So we see that the other is effective even without the Dorosh HaMe'avo. And even though it is Hazak Israel, Baal Shalomad, Ashes is she. She had it. Instead of swollen, she, everybody knew that she was married to this man. And then he says, I divorced her. So it's his hard to say, he's not a child, boy, he's never. Because Malik Shakir, if he wants her to be divorced, all he has to do, he doesn't have to lie. He can divorce her, can you know it again? So it's the moment for us. So, in other words, so the male, the Bissalim, in similar design, rejects the Mahdi's Shabbat, he says, and what does the Bishalini say? The Bishalini says that this Rishite is like the Rishenu, like most Rishenu, that the Dorosh HaMe'avo, even though it's not his Chazak Yisrael, so, and therefore, is not man. In other words, and true, that this race has the real self. How did Dorosh HaMe'avo? So the Bishalini says, this race is not Mishubet to what Ramban says, that if we are here as Havet Dorosh HaMe'avo, then it means that only if it's both Dorosh HaMe'avo and this Havet Yisrael, then any devil is not Nemo. He can be here as Havet Dorosh HaMe'avo and still hold that it's two separate kashas that the Gemara is raising. All right, this is what they say. Now anyway, so what the Bishalim says, he has a very strong kasha, very strong. Now, let's see the Gemara here. Let's see the Gemara of us. As a matter of fact, we pass in the Baal Shom Adrash Kesish Nizeh. But that's for a different reason. The Rashbam in Deja said, why do we pass in the Baal Shom Adrash Kesish Nizeh in Emon? Why do we say the Baal Shom Adrash Kesish Nizeh in Emon? That's because there is a luminae that what the Baal is relying on, that what the Baal says is not true. Because when a husband divorces his wife, that produces a call. Everybody starts talking about it. That people don't neglect such a topic. I mean that someone divorced his wife. So the male here, he comes and says, tells us such important news, the Rashi is Ishti, and no one ever heard about it. So the male that says, I finally don't know that he's Mishak. So the male is like, we didn't know him. This is how the Rashbam and Tesres explain. And if it had been just the Rashbam and Tesres would say it, okay, so he would say Tesres is not Mishubet to Tesres and Dikni is not Mishubet to the Rashbam and to Tesres in Rav Asre. It could be a different Tesres. But it's Muchach from the Gemara that actually Baal Shom Adrash Kesish should be Nemo. And the only reason as to why Roman Dola says Baal Shom Adrash Kesish is any Nemo is because that if he did divorce his wife, so then it would have a call. So the male is like, so it says, the doctor mean shoma the ashti loma, mide, hoi the gilber tasho, and she would be easy to deal, so easily call it, or we can't have any memo. I will say the memo, so, So in other words, so that means that actually there is a din of Yoreh. And the only reason as to why Roman Doma says truly passed by that Roman Doma, that any lemon is because here there is a rabbin with Doma that he didn't do. But if there wouldn't be a rabbin with Doma, then Yoreh would be affected. So it's not as the Barik says, but by Yoreh, even if we assume that Yoreh is in Ovesha Be'avot, there is no rabbin with Doma, there is no Anan Sade, that she's lying. So the Melech, So the question of Ayur is why the Torah have to tell us is of Lahatzmo. Even without the question of Lahatzmo, I would know that the Nida is the menace to say I was developed. Alright. Now this is enough. Now let's see this Gemara in order to be able to answer the Beis Halevi's. So anyway, the Beis Halevi rejects the Marim's Shatan Teisves. And he says that Teisves Shitta means that Dova Shebe'avon, even if it's not his Chazak Yisroel, requires maybe, so the Miller Teisves says, the reason is why the Torah had to tell us Yisroel HaLatzmo, because if the Torah did not tell us Yisroel HaLatzmo, then I would say that he is Dova Shebe'avon, and since he's Dova Shebe'avon, so even though it's in the Bechesk Shterei for sure, so the Melech, she shouldn't be the Melech, so that's why the Torah had to tell us Yisroel HaLatzmo, that it is not the Dova Shebe'avon. But, how can we answer the Kasha of the Bechesk Shterei? Now, here, let's see the Gemara in Vobasta, in connection with Baal Shom Akash Mishnah. So the Mishnah says in Vobasta, from the Dalet, at the bottom, Koimia Zed Gunem. So why is it Emot? If he says, because the Yonet, now let's he said, before he died, no one knew that a certain person was his son. Yaakov said about a certain person, Ruben, that that's his son. And no one knew about it. Then Yaakov died. So then we say in Emor, and Reuben Yashis is the Chosek. Why? Because it's Biyotek. Why should he lie? If he is not his son, so why should he lie before he's dead? Because he wants him to inherit his Chosek. Yet the simple way of giving the way of being Makle in the Chosek direct. So it's his Emor because of Biyotek. Zed in Emor on the Bible, they say, Omar Abudah Mashmuel Yerashim, the wicked resisting Naim. So in other words, so in respect to two things in them, the Mishnah tells us. First of all, we have Yerashim. So in Nemor, because it's the only to be Makri, the first thing to him, why should he lie? So, and then it's also Nemor to Pater resisting Naim. In other words, because if someone, no one knew that Reuben was the son of Yaakov. Some Melee, if no one knew that Reuben was the son of Yaakov, so he was reputed as having no children. Then when he dies, some Melee and his wife would be scooped on him with a reason. But if he said before he died, Reuben is my son, some Melee there is no Zike. So he's Nemo. So he's Nemo. Because it's Biode to be Makne to Reuben on the Nechosi. So why would the Mishnah have to tell us? It's a double portion. So Gemara says, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is regard to Lifti Rasishti Mayim. Lifti Rasishti Mayim. So Gemara says, so the Chiddush is regard to Lifti Rasishti Mayim. Why is it Emon? Lifti Rasishti Mayim. Why? Why do we believe it? Again, because it's Miyotek. Because now he said, I have a son. No one knew that I have a son, but I have a son. So maybe my wife will not be scooped on even with a kiss. So we say, Mama Lisha, why should he lie in order to pater his wife, to relieve his wife of the burden of human... because it's been your day, so... No, it's not right. It's not. So it's been your day not to divorce her. But as the mother points out, it's been your day to have said the Ashkenazi. It's been your day to have said the Ashkenazi. Because to say it's been your day to be Migdash, maybe under those circumstances it wasn't so easy to be Migdash's wife. So otherwise we say that it's never when he says he, because we couldn't differentiate that he was lying in order to relieve his wife of the burden of Yitzhak Mechritze, because if he wanted to lie, he could have said, Yirash Kesish. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yisif, Omer Rav Yisif, Omer Rav Yisif, Mitimach, Omer Zeh Min Emon, Hoi Baal, Shomer Yirash Kesish Kinev. So the Mele, if he says, Mitu, he's also Emon. Because it's your day, we have a meeting. He could have said, Yirash Kesish. So he would have patted her of Yidin and Chutzi. So the Mele we see that when he says the Ashkes Ishti, he's older. For now. Oh. When you bow to the Ashkes Ishti Nehmon, the Rashbam says, the Hilka, Mide di boi oma di Rashti, vi di kvote ma'alibi, ki oma nami yesh li boi nehmon. ותהיה דיבר שאומר דרש כסיש די נאמון, היה משום דיבוי מידה שלו חשתי לפעמים. חשתי לפעמים. So then, the Gemara says, so at first, אומר רבי יסמור רבי למה שמור לפני מהון, הוא זה די נאמון, הוא דיבר שאומר דרש כסיש די נאמון. אומר רבי יסמור לא נדע ברוב, טוב ותהיה בין תהיה, אבל נית מערוכת מה, אומר רבי למה שמור, מהון הוא זה די נאמון, הוא דיבר שאומר So, Omer Rav Yisif, Ashti Yom Rat Hamdinon Hoyil, Baal Shoma Dinash Kesish Din Emon, Hoyil Yod Yod Gar Shom. Ki Ose Rav Yitzov Ba Yisif, Omer Rav Yichanem, Baal Shoma Dinash Kesish Din Emon. Emon. So he says, Why Emon Emon? Di Yisif Gir Shom, Kome Yisrael Yisif. Yil Kach Lamdil Malu Yishakir. Di Kimalu Yishakir Mok Leidin Zon. Umilu Ki Oma Zed Min Emon. Die Osam Bada Yitzelemeina, Hoyu Viyodi Rigash. Hoyu Viyodi Rigash. So in other words, so he says, so in other words, at first the Gemara said, the base get up on the town, because Baal Shoma, Tirashke Sisti, is Lemon, because Baal Shoma, Tirashke Sisti, is Lemon. So, but now the Gemara is saying, no, the Baal Shoma de Rashle Sishti is Eilinem. Baal Shoma de Rashle Sishti is Eilinem. And since Baal Shoma de Rashle Sishti is Eilinem. But why Eilinem? So the Rashbam many cases before it explained that the reason is why is Eilinem, because in Nisa de Girosho, Kola Havala in Nisa. So in many ways, it's like a medium motivating. It's a medium motivating. But still, if he says, Bishas Misose, Yesh Liponi, so he's never to patter his wife from Gudman Chutze. Why? Because, Hoyo Uviyodi Bikashe. Now, so Jesus says, Bikashe, Monachia. So we do rely on the other. Actually, this is discussed in this Gemara, whether by Dovah Shebeah, so, whether by Dovah Shebeah, or Biyodi is effective, whether we have Nemonis, whether we apply the Nemonis, of Biyode Yitam Dom Shebeavo. So Jesus says the Kashi. Now, here what Mandoma says, and that's the way you pass, that Baal Shoma de Rashke Sishti is Eilem. So that means that Yitam Dom Shebeavo, we don't apply the Nemones of Biyode. So why does the Mishnah say that if someone says, Zed Niz Nemon, Lifter Asishtin Alibi, Lifter Asishtin Alibi, that's Dom Shebeavo. So the Mele, why is it Emon? Because Hoyu Biyode Rigarsho. Hoyu Biyode Rigarsho. But if we apply the Nemones of Biyode regarding Dom Shebeavo, so then we should say that Baal Shoma Drashke Sishti, we should also be Nemon. So why don't we say that Baal Shoma Drashke Sishti is Nemon? Because Biyode is not enough by Dom Shebeavo. So why is it enough to have a pattern with his wife? That's the discussion. Also,
heute alles, wo er immer heute und wieder da schon, die sollte da einfach rasten. Wenn ich nicht mehr rasch bin, ist die Adler, dafür hat er nicht mehr rasch bin, ist die Adler. Wie im Thema, ich kann nur was wissen, die selben nicht mehr. Why is he among to gather his wife from Eden? Why? Because he's really Gansho. So when he says the Ashley Sishni is also really Gansho. The Ishlema, that Berlin and Shoma, the Rashi Leoma Mide, Holy Yodoy Gansho. He should release a deal show, he's recalling, Ulika, the Nemo. I don't say, Mide, the Holy Yodoy Gansho, the Yodoy Gansho, שיש לי בן בידוע לימא. When we say that this is not true, that is when a person says, I divorced my wife when no one knows about it. So that's an unusual thing. But anything that a person has a son that no one knows about it, that's not so unusual. It can happen many times that a person has someone as a son and no one knows about it. That a person divorces his wife and no one knows about it, that's unusual. But someone should know, should have his son, and the people don't know about it, is not unusual. So the melee, when is it even motivating if he says the Ashley Sishti? But if he says, so then we don't trust him on the basis of media of Biyode Ridash, but because that's unusual that a one should divorce his wife and people should know about it. But when he says, I have a son, so then we trust him because of the Migdal. Because Homer is going to Darsho. And here, there is no one why we know about the divides, because it happens many times that a person has children, and people don't know that he has children. All right, this is what he says. So the way all the Rishayim say, that even though the Gemara passes, that Baal Shoma the Ashkenaz Ishti is in them all, but that doesn't mean that by Dova Shebe'alvo Biyode is not effective. Because if by Dova Shebe'alvo Biyode wouldn't be effective, so if someone says Zeb Ni, he wouldn't be Nemo if there is Ishkenalim. Why is he Nemo when he says Ni, if there is Ishkenalim? Because of Biyode. So we see that Biyode is effective with Gabe Dova Shebe'alvo. But the Gemara doesn't say that the reason as to why the Gemara says, the Gemara, the Maskon of Gemara is that Baal Shoma the Ashkenaz Sishti is in the Hamad, is because it's a medium of me. That's the shame, says that. Rambam says that. Taisa says that. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Maybe the Pshat of the Gemara is that the Mandoma who says, that Baal Shoma, the Ashkenaz Ishti, is in them all, is for that very reason. Because the Ashkenaz Ishti is Dova Shebe'alvo, and Dova Shebe'alvo. So there is no Nemones of the Yodeh. So the mayor of the Mahdi would be good. But then the question of the Mahdi is Monepshat. I mean, that is the Pshat of the Mandoma. And we pass by that Mandoma. That Baal Shoma, the Ashkenaz Ishti, is in them all, because it's in Dova Shebe'alvo. And by Dova Shebe'alvo, so the Mones of the Yode is ineffective. So then, why does the Mishnah say that Kohen Yazeb Yi is never lived in a Sishin Ayubi? Why? Because of the Yode. The Yode of the Darsho. But that's also the Dova Shebe'alvo. Now, let's see a certain Ramban in Sukkot. There is Gemara in Sures, let's be acting and mention it. Not in order to be acting. Harei Shebo, that of Heil Beis, Harei Shebo Goma, Bni Zebekenu, Nemo Lachiru Bitrumo, Ve Nemo Lashiyish. So if somebody comes and says, this Bni Zebekenu, Nemo Lachiru Bitrumo. So in other words, if someone comes and says, it's a certain person that he is son. And the one who says, he's a king. So he says, this is my son. Ruben comes and says, Yaakov comes and says, Ruben is his son. And that he's a king. Now Yaakov is a king. So he says, and Ruben is die sammeln Lohn zur Geld. Und das wird Jakob die Gehen und Rubin die sammeln und Rubin dann gehen. Letztendlich Jakob mehr in den Rutsche, sondern mehr in Rubin und wieder hoch. But he says, you say we came. You say we came. So never lash you with Truman. We never lash you. So what's the chance? So takes the says that Lachir the Trumo is lemon because Lachir the Trumo is going to eat to it. That's a soup. So the Mele is lemon on the basis of meat. Because he did not have to say that he is his son, then no one would doubt his word. Now that he says his son, so he might have a motive to be Mishaki because he wants his son to be able to eat Trumo. So, but who told him to divulge that secret that Ruben is his son? So remember, Malin is Shake, so he's never on the basis of it. So that's only vis-à-vis Lachir Ruben. But vis-à-vis Yuxin, Lachir Ruben, so that requires a year. So the Malin is not the time of day. Because in the effort, so the recess, in the effort, we did a much of late habit. In other words, whenever something requires the Hagodah of two, so we cannot say they could have said something else, because maybe they wouldn't have joined and said the same lie together. When a person is Nemon, when he says it by himself, so then it's an I am Alan Shaker. But when by himself, he wouldn't be Nemon. But only when somebody else joined him. So remember, so there is no. So that's the situation. So in other words, there is no legal situation. The Ramban, in Sudez, he says something. He says, not that there is no there. There is a we can say, Echo de Deo Mashiach Haverei, shrewd people and unscrupulous people can conspire together very well. I mean, so there could be anything. But he says, Ligam Lachir Bitrumo de Sussurim, so Sussurim doesn't require aiding, so, and Shoshna Menesi, Korem is Nemon, all we are interested in is to determine the truth. So the Mele, Migen is a Choche, Mamu Mishake, Mashiach came with Abrashi and Isha. So that requires aiding. If it requires aiding, so Koma the Apostle is not Lemon. And Koma the Apostle is not Lemon, so the Gemara says, let's say by the Nemonis, that Koma the Apostle is not Lemon. If Meshe Baharim together, you certainly couldn't be Meshe, but they are lying to Meshe Baharim. So still, you cannot be the Kamigayas, because our Gishnai made up in Domo. So the fact that we know that they are not lying is not enough. We need aid. So why is Suri when there is no Xenosakos of aid is? So the Mones is enough. So any Hoche is good. Mashenke, Lashi and Isha, it requires aid. So the Mele, so we cannot act on the basis of the Hoche of Mawin Shakir, because after all, he did not have to say that he was his son. So then, no one would have any shyness about him, about his yuchsi. So now that he did say that he is son, and he says that he is a kohen, so it should be a raya that he is telling the truth. So true it's a raya that he is telling the truth. And when Meshe Baharim testify in Besdin, we don't have an undere that they are telling the truth. We have even a stronger yechoche that they are telling the truth. Meshe Rabbeinu and Aaron wouldn't lie. But still we cannot accept their aides. So the Mele Lashi Yisho is a sakoso of our Mishnah meaning of Kudomo. So the Mele, meaning is not enough. Now the question that is raised by everybody, again the Ramban, so Lashi Yisho requires aid. Moment certainly requires aid. Why does Lashi Yisho require aid? Because Lashi Yisho is Gomash Be'alvo. That is asleep in Sunday says. Lashi Yisho is Gomash Be'alvo. And that's learned out from Moment. So Moment is the source where Edom is required. And all the Migas in Gomor Basna mentioned connection with Momei. So why is Migas effective in Momei? Monarchia, if the Ramban Shiddur is that where the Torah requires Edom, so the fact that someone is telling the truth is not enough. Because Moshe Baharim are certainly telling the truth. And still, we cannot accept their Hagodah. So no Migas should be admissible in evidence in the Momeis. And all of the Basna, all of the Sabbati is based upon the Nemones. The answer is because Migay can be effective on two scores. First of all, Migay can be effective as a Yehovah, as an extraneous Yehovah. So as an extraneous Yochai, by woman you couldn't do that. Because there is a Zakosim of Mishnah in the Yochai. So you can mention that. Cannot. We cannot be Mikabu the Indus of Mishnah. There is no better Yochai than the Hakotim of Mishnah. And we're not claiming. But then, by woman, there are two kinds of Nemonis. There is the Nemonis of Indus and there is the Nemonis of Baldoko. Of time is Baldoko. So now let's say woman Doma says Bobby Shem or Bobby Odi. So we can even be made money. According to Rabuni. If someone says you'll be some of money, and the other one says, no, in the day. So according to Rabuni, best is made money. How is best made money? No, it is. The answer is time is Bodobo. So since the Tebeya is taking time is Bobby and the Mitra is not taking the time is Bobby, so anyway. We trust it. So in Mormon we have 2 hours. We have a concept of the mnemonics of ages, and we have a concept of the mnemonics of time of Bodo. So anyway, that's the halacha of Nige. If somebody has a Nige, so then the Bodo is never and it's time to the Bodo. They challenge the Mormon. But last year he showed there is no Bodo. So anyway, so you could, but by assuming there is no Bodo in the Tumor, there is no Bodo either. But there is no Zerzakos of Avedes. So we are only interested in determining the truth. So anything that is a good source of evidence is effectively so. Mashiachim Hashir Isho with a fire saving. So, and Baldomo we don't have here. So the Melee we can't accept him. This is the Rambanji. Now, the Melee. So, according to what the Ramban says, what is Biyodi? Biyodi is like Nige, the same thing. It's Yehore. So by Baldomo Shebeavo, there is a Zakosov of Mishnah Yudin of Ndobo, so in Melee, there is no Biyote. By Momain, Biyote is not effective, because the Baldomo says it. He says, Bniu, so Nemo Liyoshe, because he could be Makni. So he's the Baldomo, it's his property, and he wants that he should be given away to a certain man who he says is his son. So since, and the question is he telling the truth or not? And he's a Baldomo. So maybe he's never. Masha'im came. Baal Shoma Gerashkes Ishti. So one Baldomo says, Eminem. So the Rashbam says Eminem because it's a medium of the lady. Because it has a pole. But the Gemara doesn't say that that's the reason. So the Mahid can say that the Shat in the Gemara is according to the Rambam sheet. That wherever Eden is required, and Doma Shabbat or Eden is required, so maybe we cannot rely on the Mohes. We cannot just depend on the good of Nisha Ma'arim, even though there is a Choche that they are applying. So, the middle we cannot rely on the Choche of Biyote. Biyote and Midras, Hainah, is the same thing. So, who says that the reason is because it has a call? Finish has a call. So, the middle it's like freedom of the middle. The Rashbam says so, Teitzeh says so, because the Rashbam and Teitzeh agree with the Shite that Nige would be effective even by Eilim. And the only reason why Nige is not affected by Eilim is because it happened in Deya Masharit Haveilim. So we don't have any Hoche of Nige. But if we have any Hoche, so then it would be effective even in the case where Eilim is required. So they can explain that way. But according to the Ramban, we have to explain the more that the reason is why the Mandoma says, Baal Shoma de Ashti es Ishti, is Eilim is because Doma Shebeelbo. Because by Doma Shebeelbo, so a Biyode is not effective, Nige is Choche, and we require it. Oh, so then the question will be, So then, Kitzvah's Kashe is how we look at it. So Kitzvah says, the Kashe, Vintema, if we say Baal Shoma Gerash Vesishti, is a Nenem. Why? Because Zebni, So my Nemon, so then the question arises, why would the Mishnah say, why? Because he could be Midarish. He could be Midarish his wife. He could be Midarish his wife. But the other is not affected by Yom Shabbat. Now, the Rif says that the witness Panishtan Due is Nemon, in other words, the Yachat says that Shimon is the brother of the deceased Reuben, so then his Nemon, regarding him, even, and the devil is Nemon, even though he knows about his life, because this is not strictly subject matter of Yom Shabbat, because when the devil testifies, The chicken is the father of living. It has relevance with every common coming on. It's not restricted exclusively to the to mountain life. It's the gay, it's relevant to mountain life too. But the other nothing is. So the melee is not a head to those about. That's why the devil is now. So the melee here when he says, Hoyle Zebri. So the fact that he is his son, so his negaya has relevance in the marital area, in the marital regarding the status of his wife. Because since he's his son, so maybe his wife is allowed to get married. She's not stupid. If he's not his son, so then she's stupid. So it has relevance in the marital area too. But it has relevance in other women too. It has relevance regarding Yerushim, it has relevance regarding Avelis, it has relevance regarding Tumer, let's say, if the father, if he's a Kayan, and if he's son, so he can become himself to his father. It has relevance regarding Yoni. So the melee, it's not a Dovash of the elbow matter. So it's an extraneous matter. So the melee, the Xerasakosu about the Shnai reading of the Nova doesn't apply. So the melee, so it's like Ishtami do it. So that's why it's never on the basis of the other. But when it says Gerashke Zishti, so that is only a marital union. That's only a marital union. So it's a strictly Dovah Shabbat matter. So the melee, the Xerasakosu of the Dovah Shabbat of the Shnai applies. The Xerasakosu of the Dovah Shabbat of the Shnai applies. So the melee, Biyode has no shayates. Yes. So the melee, we can answer the kasha of the Bisalevi against the Mahi. Again, the Mahi. Then it's possible to explain the Mahi, oh, but that would not be the Mahi. I mean to explain this. All right, but that's all we can
mention. Love Ishur and Gittin. Yud Aleph Tishrei Heitov Shin Lamed Tes, October 12th, 1978,
and Tuesday. Of the Bishalayim, now the Marish, if the Kasha against Tesis, Tesis says here, the Yishlima, the Salted Aitor, the Foshik Mulor Shuel, and Marish assumes that Tesis sees. Tesis said it was a Havidah Shabbat, but the Gemara is asking one Kashi. So that means that Dovah Shabbat, if it's not his Havidah Yisurei, so now it's not his name. So the Kashi that the Marik asks against Tesis, in the previous Tesis, Tesis said that Pindah is not considered his Havidah Yisurei. So in Mele, how can Tesis say in this Tesis, this Havidah Yisurei, Dovah Shabbat, even assuming that it is Dovah Shabbat? But this is your sins, habit of Shabbat. So, don't be able to get his lemon if it's not his Chavik Yisurei. Only when it's coupled with his Chavik Yisurei. But maybe it's not his Chavik Yisurei. So, why would the Torah have to tell us this suffer Atzmo? So, that's Marik's Kasha. So, the Marik is in 9 days. So, he says that when Tesis says, Neim Chavik Yisurei Kosho, Kosho Obu Shivo, Teiro Mimele, his Chavik Yisurei, and Mimele, it's not two separate words. Now, both are needed. Because the Nito, the Zobo Gdelo, so it testifies as two things. First of all, she says she did not have any Rimasisiares, any additional Ries, over and above the initial Ries. 3 Ries, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she did not have, after Tuesday, she did not have any additional Ries. And then, so in other words, if she did not have, if she just had the initial Ries, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so then she could be developed the following Tuesday night. So she tells her husband that she did not have any previous CRS and additional years over the court initial years, and that she was developed the following Tuesday night. So she's testifying two things. So in respect to the testimony that she did not have any previous CRS, so it's not considered as Chavik Yisurei. But in respect to the fact that she testified, in respect to the testimony that she was developed, so she certainly was a Chazik Yisurei, because the moment that Nisha sits down, she becomes a soul to be viral Elam Moed until she is developed. But here, so in respect to the testimony that she was developed, So there we cannot say it's not Yisrael. It is Yisrael. But there the monism is because it's beyond. So the Mahri cancels his own Kashik and stages. The Kashik and stages was, why does they say sometimes the Hoshim Neshe Be'elvo, even if it's Dovah She'elvo, but if it's not this Chazik Yisrael, it's Dovah She'elvo, and Decho is Nemon. The answer is, Teisve says that neither is considered Lo Yisrael Yisrael in regard to the testimony that she had no real Siseris, but in regard to the testimony that she was the Belez, so they did this Chazik Yisrael. But it is believed because of Yod. But if it's Lavash Be'alvo, so there is no Nemones of Yod. So the Bisalev, that's the talent of the Nemari gives. So the Bisalev, in Simon Lavitzanian, he has the Kashit. It's in the Morgan Foresh, it's in the Morgan Basre. That Baal Shom Agrash Nesish is there. So we see that even by Lavash Be'alvo, Yod is affected. Now, So the Bisalim says, but you'd say the Gemara paskins that Baal Shom Agrash Nesish is in them. So that's only because Girash Neziko. So the Mele, if the Baal says Girash Nesish, and no one ever heard about it, so it's like Migim Mokimei. It's like Yodim Mokimei. So that means that here, for a special reason, Yodim is not Nemo. Because we have a Raglai Midova. We have a Raik. That what he says is not true. But when we don't have a Raik, that what one says is not true, then Yodim is Nemo by Dovah She'elvo. Now, who says that the reason is why the Gemara's Paskon is the Baal Shom Agrash Nesish is in the morning is because it has called, so it's like in the meaning, the Rashbam thesis. So this is what we said last time. I mentioned the Rambam Yisubes, that the Rambam, Mize, Nihu, Vikeinu, so Nemo Lachim Vitruma, with Nemo Lashim Isho, so the Ri Yisubes explains it on the basis because in Echot, Yidea Mashalim Chaveri, there is, Mige is not affected by two. So that means there is no Mige. Because if it requires the time of by two people, so the melee, the Yichoche of Mige, so we don't have Yichoche. But the Ramban says, no, not that there is no Yichoche of Mige. There is a Yichoche of Mige. But we got Lachim of Yitzchumo, so it's definitely be soon. We don't require it. And it definitely is also an amount. All we are interested is to determine the fact. So, Mige is a Yichoche. But we got Yuchsin requires to aim. Yuchsin requires to aim. Some mele, there is a Sakosu Bao Krishna, and maybe you can double. So, even Misha Ba'am cannot be accepted. There is certainly Yichoche that Misha Ba'am will not lie. So the answer is, it's Exeras HaKosu. Basically, cannot be done on the basis of Lemones, of Rayes. It basically can only be done on the basis of HaKodeh Seides. So here, there is no HaKodeh Seides. So the question is, against the Ramban, what Yuchsin requires aid. All right, but Momen certainly requires aid. And still, Migi is affected by Momen. So the answer is, by Momen, there is, besides HaKodeh Seides, there is Lemones of Taino of Baldur. But the Gabi Yuchsu Asiye Yisho is not in Aldovo, it's Saveetea. So, and since it requires aiding, is so in many ways, Migi is not effective. So the Ramban Shiti is that by Dovo She'elvo, that's in Yuchsu, by Dovo She'elvo, so so Migi is not effective. What is Migi? Migi is like Migi. So in many ways, that's the reason as to why the Gemara says in Maskone that Baal Shom Agrash Nesish is in there. But if the Mishnah says that for the Gimel of Basra, if someone says Gnihu, is Nemon lifted Nesish in Rayim. So that's the discussion. So this is the Teres, the reason as to why Baal Shom Agrash Nesish is in Nemon, because there is a riot, there's a requirement over that what he says is not true. Because if he had divorced his wife, then everybody would be talking about it. How is it? No one ever mentioned a word about the fact that he divorced his wife. So that's Tetzis there. But Ramban, Lishitose, Tetzis has to give the Teres, because Tetzis Lishitose, the reason as to why it's in the Nolashi, he showed there the morning, so the love of A, is because, so that means that even worry this is required, but Mige is still effective. Mashain came, the Ramban, so even when we have a Chochav Mige, but if we require a thing, then it's a Sakosu. We cannot be down on the basis of Yechochez. We can only be down on the basis of Akodes Eides. So Meile Baal Shema Grashes Ishti. It's a wonderful Yechochez. It's true. But we cannot be down. We cannot be matter her. Lino say. Best we cannot give her a psak din. Lino say without Akodes Eides. Of Ishnai Lino Yechochez. Just as best we cannot be Meitzim Omein, when Meishe and Aaron together testify that Reuben borrowed from Shimon 1,000 dollars. Do we have any doubt as to whether Meishe and Aaron are telling the truth? But the things are also with prior ages. So, me, Biyodei is the heart. So then the question is, why do we say that Omar Pniu, so is Nemon lifted as Ishte in Naim? The answer is, as the Rambam says, as the Ritvo says here, in the name of the Rambam, it's really the Rif, so if somebody says that the Chinen is the brother of the deceased Ruvain, so maybe his name only can give you, he can be Yam, he can be Chedetz, but in Dovah Shabbat of Mishnahim, so the Gemara says, give him the Baume, so the Rif's pshat is, that it is, that this is negated, this is not a Chedetz of Dovah Shabbat. It's Nigiyah Dov Shabbat, but the subject matter of the testimony is not a subject matter of Dov Shabbat. It affects Dov Shabbat. Nizgarsho, Nizkacho. So the subject matter is a subject matter of Dov Shabbat. It's a Hefter Dov Shabbat. But when he says, Shimon is the brother of Reuben, it has relevance to Dov Shabbat. But it has relevance to many other things. It has relevance to many things. So one of the things that it has relevance is in marital union also. But if the subject matter is not exclusively in Dovah Shabbat matter, so in Melech, and in Dechot Islam, this is the Rif's Pshat. And then the Ritvo here, now the Gemara, mentions in the name of the Ramban, that the reason as to why the Chachamim were matir, that initially, not saying when the Dechot testifies, but it's in Dovah Shabbat Pach Mishnahim. With the Chimah Shech Ma'atah, but there's still a Alochet, of in Dovah Shabbat Pach Mishnahim, so the Ramban says, the Ritvo here, I mentioned the name of the Ramban, that Midraise, Meisso, Meis by law, is not in Dovah Shabbat Pach Mishnahim. Nizgarsho, is in Dovah Shabbat Pach Mishnahim, it's exclusively Dovah Shabbat Pach Mishnahim. Mashem di Meisso, he died. This is the day, come in Yoni, if he died. It's not just, and when the person comes and says about the person who is not married, he died. So, it's an important testimony. So even if the person as to whom it was testified, and he therefore testified that he died, happens to be married to a woman, so that's one part that of Yidoba Shebe'erbo that will be affected by the testimony. But the subject matter of Meitzo is a neutral subject matter. It's not Yidoba Shebe'erbo subject matter. He just testifies that he died. Naturally, if he dies, so mainly his wife is allowed to get married. So that's the result. But the subject matter is not the subject matter of Dovah Shabbat. So when I say it's not Dovah Shabbat, but in the Rabbanon, since it's in the Dovah Shabbat, so that if not for Techim, HaShachmat, or Biseivo, so the Chachonim would require to aid. But because of Techim, HaShachmat, or Biseivo, the Ramban says, the Chachonim do not require to aid. Anyway, so when a Nidecha testifies, the Chishim is the father of Uvei, even though it's Nigeria, the Gabi Yidin, it's a, so it's not Dovah Shabbat, because it's given it's a Baone. So the Mele, when the Mishnah says, Niyu, Nemon Nilif Teresish Tilayim, because all he testifies is, that he has a son, that that's his son, that's Nigeria, Yerusha, that's Nigeria, Ligaba Reyes, that's Nigeria, Ligabi Kibudab, come on, Yoni, that's Nigeria, it's not in Dovah Shabbat. So according to the Psach of the Gemara, in Govaspe, so by Dovah Shabbat, Bob Yode is not affected. So in Mele, if the Salkaitoch is the Gnibi is Dovah Shabbat, so in Mele, she wouldn't be the menace. She wouldn't be the menace to, on the basis of Yode, to say that she was stopped. Right. Now, there's a time. Now, then the Bizalevi then asks another question against the Marie. According to the Mavits, Teretz, so when Hitzel says, the Sauke Daitoch, the Choshit, Muidoro Shebe'ergo, so that means because, and the Kashi is, but Tesis itself said,
that Gilde is not considered as Chazal Yisrael because he has the Rebbe Rishon. So the Rebbe says, this is also adds to Gamliel Nidre, because the Nidre, the Zohar, testifies two things. One, that she did not have an additional Riyah, and number two, that she was divorced. So in respect to the testimony, that she did not have an additional Riyah, then it's not his Chazal Yisrael. But in respect to the testimony she was divorced, so it certainly is his Chazal Yisrael. But if it's not a Dovah Shebe'arvo, so she was in a menace because of the Yodei. But if it's a Dovah Shebe'arvo, then it would require aiding, and she wouldn't be a menace. So that means that the Sof HaLo Le'atzmo is needed to tell us that she is in a menace on the testimony of Tfilin. So the Bisalini asks, what is the Pshutishon Mikro of the Sof HaLo Le'atzmo? Does, is the expression Yisofol Atzmo expressive of any feeling? Yisofol Atzmo means she has to count. She has to take good notice whether she had additional years, that she makes tickets. She has to make the tickets. So, Yisofol Atzmo, the expression, the Pshutish of Enochaname, the Posik of Yisofol Atzmo tells us everything, that the Ishe is the mess. Because what's the effect of the Zerzak of Yisofol Atzmo? That the husband can rely on her. And so in order that the husband should be able to live with her, so he has to trust her not only in respect to her testimony and no additional years, but he has to trust her in respect to her testimony and the fact that she was divorced. So mainly, the effect of the Zerzakosu Yisofol Atzmo is that she's in eminence, that the husband can trust her. But the judicial mikro, Yisofol Atzmo, she should count for herself. And that means, and the husband relies on it. What does it mean, count for herself? Make sure that she does not have, she has to make the trap of the case, make sure that she does not have any additional years. So the posik primarily speaks of her mnemonis and the testimony of the dikes. And her testimony as to no additional years, not on her testimony that she was divorced. And the same posik implies that she is a menace. But primarily, the expression of Yisofol Le'atzmo says that she counts for herself, and the husband relies on her, and her counting. As far as the theory is concerned, there is no meaning of counting. So the union of Yisofol Atzmo means that she has to make the trap of dikes. Yisofol Bele has to count Zayin Kirin. So that posik, so it's mashma, that the posik of Yisofol Atzmo tells us primarily that she is in a menace and the testimony as to no additional years. Not that the posik of Yisofol Atzmo is restricted. It just tells us of her mnemonis and the fact that she was divorced. That is also included in the posik. But primarily, the posik of Yisofol Atzmo speaks of bdikes, of her mnemonis and the bdikes. So, what is the her mnemonis and the bdikes? That she didn't have any additional years. So why does the Torah have to tell us that she is the mnemonis and the bdikes? We know that. So the question is, why is it necessary? Because after all, even by Dovah Shebe'elvo, if it's not his Chazak Yisrael, so his Memon. So even if we were to assume that neither is a Dovah Shebe'elvo, why does it possibly have to tell me something like Atzmo, that the Baal can trust her with the Bdikes? It's not his Chazak Yisrael, so even if it's not his Chazak Yisrael. That's the other kasha in the Bisalei. And the Bisalevi considered this kasha is a stronger kasha. He says it's a big deha to say that the whole posik is only needed that to advise us that she is nemenes ligabi the testimony and the tefillah. Because after all, Yisofol Atzmo speaks not of the tefillah, it speaks explicitly of the bdikes. Now, that means that she is nemenes and in the testimony that she had no additional years over and above the initial years. But there, even if it's Dovah Shebe'elvo, I would know that it's lemon. Because it's not his Ligami the testimony and that there is no additional years. So that's in the Cheska Shekei Be'ilosh. Now, So it's true that this is a strong taina against the Marik, but we can explain the Tesfes if we say a little differently than the Marik. In other words, that if it had been Dovah Shebe'alvo, so then the Midah wouldn't be Nemenes, even on the testimony that she had no reassessance. But Tesfes, but we are assuming that in view of the fact that Tesfes still says Havei Dovah Shebe'alvo, so that means that according to Tesfes, even Dovah Shebe'alvo, if it's not his chazak, it's only definitely his lemon. And Tesfes itself said that in respect to the testimony that was no additional rie, so that's why it's chazak isore, because it's in of the cheska shepirei koshim. Now, there is a more that you say, a medallion, at the end of the law, it ma, it ma tiknus ma pehi, the geichel no ma mishu basa chesi, the vishloki shama mishu peres. Now we're not concerned now with vishloki stuff. But according to Rabbi Yechanel, the chachomim mo misakim is ma mishu peres, because shall we nechapa basa chesi. If he get does not have zman, so it's possible, let's say, if he is married to basa chesi, it doesn't make any difference, basa chesi, not basa chesi. Basa chesi, so he is devoted to him. So he could protect, so he might have a motive in protecting. So, let's say, if he gave her a get, and he divorced her, let's say, Nisi, but the get doesn't have Zman, and then, he divorced her Nisi, at the end of Nisi, and the get does not have Zman, and then, 280, come and testify that he saw that she was in Zane, and the first place, in three months. So nevertheless, she's Hayez Nisi. But then she produces a shtar, and the shtar, if the shtar had his man, so then everybody would see that it's the last day of Nisi, it's Choftes Nisi. So that means that it's used to place while she was still in relationship, she would be Hayez Nisi. But if it doesn't have his man, so she, even though Aiden testified that she committed adultery, let's say, on the first of Nisi, but she'll produce the get and she'll say, I got divorced in order. By the time of this news, as to which they didn't testify, I was already knew. So the mainland, he'll bring the chapa. So because of that, Rachomo Misake, it should have Zman. Mishim Basachay, say, she'll be chapa or leo. Kishem Bizma. The way I'm reading on, Uk Meaches Kaseh Shishish, Behashtu Bigash, Kibi Shibush Lepadu. So Tetzis says, so Tetzis was bothered by Kashi. How would the husband be able to protect her, to be mechaper on her? False. How? In other words, if Aiden come and testify that on the first of Nisan she will resign, and she produces a get, his nose man, she will say, I was divorced in order. Now it's already here. So then we should rely on Hazoke, because she has the status quo of being an Ishishi. So in Melee, we should say, so even though now she produces a get, so now she's being righteous. Now it's here. But the first of Nisan, we should assume that on the first of Nisan, her status quo, which she is still continuing. Now she's being righteous. So we should give her Nisa anyway. So Tetzva says, no, we best couldn't meet out Nisa. Keep she in crucial for it. In other words, since we know that the status quo was changed, and the question is, when did it change? Did it change in order? There are some relations, not Hayez Nisi, or it changed at the end of Nisi. So she is Hayez Nisi. So we cannot meet out this. But Tamo Tamo Giboris, that we rely on Hazoke even when the status quo was changed. And the question is, did it change some time ago, or it changed only today?